Just get a quick update on your injured guys. Looks like they're closing in on
Dano and Copper cleared for full contact. That was their first practice at that. We'll give them a couple of more good days on the ice, and we're hopeful that they'll be available for St. Louis. Toby will be decision made tomorrow, but he's progressed very well.
How do you, games played are getting closer, 5 out, 19 to go. Just assess where you're at in the race here.
Well, we really like our last block of five games, and we'd like to continue that. We felt with that style, that the focus that we had in a particular game, that we were competitive, very competitive in all of them. And the challenge is that we have a five-day block in the middle that we have that mental break. We think the rest has been good for a number of our players that carried some injuries into that, so that's been a real positive. The challenge, and you look around at all the teams that have suffered through this, isn't whether the sharpness are there or the hands are there. That's not the issue. It's getting back to the compete, and that was our strength, getting back to that level of competition that made us strong. That's the big challenge here for all these teams coming out.
You see a team in your division like Minnesota make a big move. What's the feeling like heading into Wednesday?
Yeah, we're all, you read the papers and we don't read the papers, actually. It's mostly online now. And so sorry for any of you people. It's not something that you spend any time worrying about, other than we're going to watch that game real close tonight, see what it does to Minnesota's lines, and away we go.
Paul, you have 19 games left. How many do you have to win to be in the picture, or to give yourself a chance?
Just the one we're playing. Right? It's you can't process anymore. There's no point in it. You have no idea what will happen on the out-of-town scoreboard, and you don't know a number that you need. You just need to win the one you're playing.
Paul, could you talk a bit about not necessarily how poor your goals against has been, but where you're going to dig in and start to put a dent in this area that's, I don't know, holding you back? A lot of people seem to think that's the area that's holding you back. What are the signs of progress, and how do you get some serious work done on that?
Quality of opportunity against is better than our goals against. Penalty kill number has hurt us probably most significantly. Confidence is so important on all those special teams, and we've come off an aggressive level in our penalty kill, and it's clearly been hurting us. So that's a big chunk for us. We believe we've made really good strides. And first of all, just not going in the penalty box on the stick infractions. We have to be physical, so there's some penalties that come with that intensity, and then the number of shots and the quality of shot. So we don't feel that we've cheated too much for our offense. We don't feel it's a little bit better understanding of the defensive first idea, and then you take the chances that you get, especially at this time of the year, because the game has changed. It's a grinder's game now. I think we're accepting of that, and I think our goals against will improve because of it.
Just maybe follow up. Like, I remember earlier in the season you said something to the effect of, tonight we tried to outscore our mistakes or something. Do you think you stopped doing that?
Yeah, I do.
You understand better?
I do. You've got a big bulk of guys who came to the National Hockey League as scorers and offensive guys, and they're good men, and that's what they're going to try to push every time they want to contribute. They view themselves as scorers, but that maturity in your game is patience. So it's an intensity and a focus on the pucks in your end, or it's in a gray area that you're not cheating to be on that. So on the nights that it goes for you, you look great, you're scoring lots. You say, why can't you do that every night? Because the game isn't played like that every night. And having confidence that you can win a game by scoring less at times, not pushing the place in the 50-50 pucks. So in the last five games, we've been much, much better at that. We'd like to hit less because we'd like to have the puck more, but when you don't, you've got to get to the puck with the right attitude. So our physical intensity has crept up because our focus is better in that.
Sorry if I missed it, but Andre,
you were here from the start.
Well, but over the last...
You weren't paying attention to what you're saying, which I got no problem with.
It's the first day back.
Oh, here you go.
Andre, is there an update as to how...
Back to full with somewhere between Cobb Daniel and Toby. We'll get a better idea tomorrow how he came through today's skate, and we'll make a decision on whether we think he's ready to back up. If he backs up, he's ready to play, but we'll probably need to get through a few more days of practice full on with the group to know that.
Where's Hellebuck's game at in, as far as you're concerned?
I think he's made a step forward in the time since Andre's come back, a little bit of rested, a little stronger. His confidence is up a bit. He's played some really good blocks of hockey in us. He's had some goals that he didn't like, but they're fewer. So he's, for me, trending north.
Would the five-day break affect a goalie more than anyone else?
We're going to do everything we can to say we hope not. Mistakes that are made further up the ice aren't as noticeable, so it's a bigger challenge, right? You'd see it in the net. But over the course of, they're on the ice for 4 or 5 days, but there are 5 day blocks where they don't play a game over the course of the year. It happens a lot. So there shouldn't be. We're certainly not thinking that he's going to be off. He'll get a good day. And I think for goaltenders that play a lot, rest is always a real good thing. No, progressing well is all I would say. So we have forward motion with it. The date that we had hoped him back in that window hasn't changed for us.